You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Okay, so I think this is important, and I think it's important because I feel like I need to document it. And anytime I feel like I need a document, it's usually pretty important. It's like spirit just says, hey, you better write this down, or hey, you better hop on a video, or hey, you better open up your audio and click record. So in those moments when I feel like I need to document something, I know it's going to be important. And I automatically close my eyes and I start talking. Now, I may end up keeping this to myself and reflecting back on it. Maybe it's just purely for me to hear my own voice, which sounds egotistical, and it's not in that way at all. It's more about the healing aspect. Aha, so I didn't even know that was going to pop up. So it's interesting when you start talking, this voice that you have, this way of communicating, you will notice that it all starts to unfold. It is a tool that you can use, just like you can use your hands, just like you can use your feet when you want to dance around, when you want to play around, when you want to go skating, when you want to go cycling. You know, it's a tool, just like your eyes. You know, you can see things from a different perspective, and so your voice is also a tool. Now, whether you resonate with that or not, you are hearing this for a reason. Either just me, Tabitha, I am hearing this, or you, whoever that is, right? You have a name. You have a name, you have a mission, you have a purpose, you have a soul-fueled calling, you have a creative calling, you have all of these outlets that are calling for you, that are beckoning for your attention. And so as you're listening to this, you are automatically being charged with inspiration. Now, as I say this, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I just felt like, again, I just needed to hit record and I was going to start talking. And I think that's essentially what life is all about, right? It's just about following what we feel we need to do in the moment. And there are moments when we hesitate, we second guess, we don't do the thing that we think that we need to do in that moment, or the thing that we feel like we want to do in that moment, or the thing that we are being called to do in that moment. And oftentimes when we don't do the thing that we feel called to do, that's when we are like regretful, or we're like, damn it, I should have done that. Or, you know, and in those moments, because they're going to happen, you're going to have moments of like maybe feeling like regretful or wishing that you would have done something differently. That's okay too, because that's a lesson in itself. And now you have what is called a practice, right? So you can start practicing learning about what may have jarred you into wanting to do that initially. I was gonna say trigger, but I don't know. Maybe we should start using a different word than that. Whatever helps you learn that that's what you wanted to do. And so now you can reassess and say, okay, I didn't do that thing. Why did I not do that thing? Why did I not go after that? Why did I not do that? And so, you know, it's not to harshly judge you. It's not to put you down. It's just to help you learn and then do it differently the next time. Because I think in those moments when you're wanting to do the thing, whatever the thing is, that's your soul calling for you to just explore. I mean, it truly is just like self-discovery. This life is really about, you know, being playful, having fun, using all of the physical elements in our world to create whatever the hell it is that you want to create. You essentially get free will. You get to choose what it is that you want to create. Okay, it's so funny because every time I talk about like free will, my mind, maybe it's just my mind as opposed to connecting with spirit, I start to veer off in the direction of like, okay, there are some people in this world, there are many people in this world that don't have as much free will because of some restrictions or because of circumstances. And in those moments, and or if you do feel like you are one of those people, I do feel like you have the power to change that circumstance, okay? That's what Spirit's wanting me to tell you. And I didn't quite get chills, but I felt this surge in my body, okay? I felt this surge. You have the power to change those circumstances, okay? Now, they're partly lesson, they're partly experience, they're partly here to help you grow. So it's not that you are in a situation where you want to stay in, right? And so you want to change, right? You want to change. And maybe you're like terrified of changing. Maybe you're so used to the situation that you're in that you don't want to change, or you think that you don't want to change, or maybe you're even convinced or manipulated in a certain way, thinking that you have to stay or you have to remain. And you don't. You don't have to. And so Spirit's wanting to bring that to your attention. Now, you might not be able to do it like today, maybe, but start putting a plan into place, all right? And focus on that plan. Focus on that transformation. Focus on that plan. Focus on the fact that you have the ability and you have the resources to make whatever change it is that you want to see happen. And I'm thinking about the beginning of all of this, like, why did I ever hit play, right? I felt called to do that. So remember, Spirit, your soul, your angels, your higher self, your loved ones, who, however you want to explain it, God, consciousness, universe, there's so many different ways of explaining it, light, you know, your little fairy elements, however you want to think of it, is encouraging you. And that's when you start to feel those little nudges. You know, you might not physically feel it, but it's like a knowing, right? It's just a knowing, and a knowing is a knowing. It's like you don't really know how you know, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of logical sense. Like the brain is not activated so much. It's more of like a wispiness where you just feel like, okay, I know that I need to do this. I know that my soul wants me to do this. Now that is a thing that you are to follow, okay? When it comes to like, what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, why do I feel this way? And so as you do that, I know that it can be terrifying. I know that it can be scary as hell. And I think that's why it keeps a lot of people stuck in certain circumstances, at certain jobs, in certain careers, in certain relationships, in certain scenarios and houses and homes and environments, because they feel like they're stuck. They feel like they might not have that free will. I'm like, Spirit's wanting me to talk so fast. I'm like, oh, okay, slow down a little bit. But you do, okay? And the fear is really, I guess I'm wanting to say it's like, it's part of the process, but remember, it's just like a learning. You just need to blip it a little bit. You just need to reassess it a little bit. You need to say, okay, fear is something that we all experience. There's a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I recommend that book, highly recommend that book. I also have a course called From Fear to Flow. You can also check into that as well. A lot of that is based off of Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I was incredibly inspired by that book, and so I thought, I'm going to create a course. And so those can help you along the way. But one thing that I know personally that I can get caught up in is I will learn something, and it's almost like it gives, learning it gives the satisfaction of creating it. So it almost kind of tricks you into the creation or the change or the transformation, thinking that just because you learned about it, then you have transformed. And in a way, you have transformed by simply learning about it. But you'll know when transformation takes place, when your environment starts changing, when your thoughts start changing, when your friendships start changing, when your reality starts changing around you. That's when you know that the transformation starts taking place and that you're healing and that you're growing. You know, because so many people stay the same, and that's not growth. That's not why we're meant to be here. This doesn't mean that you can't slow down. This doesn't mean that you can't, you know, reflect on what it is. But if there is that deeper knowing within you, urging you, encouraging you, it's more like encouragement, then please trust that. I just created a video that I will be posting as well about, I kept pulling these cards out about trusting yourself. And then I looked over and there was a card on my desk that I had pulled out weeks and weeks ago and it said trust. And so it's all about this trust, right? And I know that's very challenging. I know that that's not easy because we have so many things that have happened to us in the past that kind of dampen our energy a little bit. They dampen us, they bring us down, they weigh us down, they're burdensome. But all of these things that you're learning are helping you elevate yourself, right? They're helping you align yourself. And if you do, quote unquote, make a mistake, you know, whatever, that's a learning lesson. And so you're gonna use that to grow, to expand, to elevate yourself. And so I think that's the message for today. I do feel like Spirit needed me to get this out. I don't quite know why. I just felt like I needed to document this. And so I will share this. So as you're listening to this, this is me. This is a voice that you're hearing encouraging you to move forward, okay? To trust in your dreams, to trust in the visions, to trust in this little nudge that you're receiving, okay? And so it is. And so it is. One little step at a time. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at tabithastitt.com or theselfhelppsychic.com. I'm here to help you. I'm here to be a channel, a conduit for you, a messenger, a medium. And I will, goodness gracious, I will relay these messages to you personally if you feel drawn to doing that. All right. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.